Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jennifer B., and you are listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We have an amazing hour for you today. For those of you out there who might consider themselves a sensitive individual, or you might love such a person, I hope you're with us today because we are taking this wonderful hour and, as always, going to explore life's most meaningful and powerful questions that lead us all to taking inspired action in our life. The goal is to make progress every day and be in touch every day with your desired life. Again, it's wonderful to be here with you all today, and thank you for tuning in. And for those of you joining us for the first time, a very warm welcome to you. And I want to actually start off the show today with a great quote. It's indeed called a happy quote, and it's in honor of what has just recently come out. It's called the 2013 World Happiness Report. And essentially, this report comes on the back of a growing global movement calling for governments and policymakers to reduce their emphasis on what they do, which is achieving economic growth, and focus more on policies that can improve people's overall well-being. That's called happiness economics, and it is being done out there around the world, and it's showing that it works. So just want to, again, push that energy out there for those that can make those big decisions. And the happy quote today is simply, "There is no duty we so underrate as the duty of being happy. By being happy, we sow anonymous benefits upon the world." And that is indeed very, very true. So I am especially excited today because we get to talk about one of my favorite topics. And today we are going to focus our valuable attention on a topic that for some is especially significant. We're calling all highly sensitive people. And here's what I mean by highly sensitive individual. There are different experiences, really, people have, but when the term is used, they consider themselves part of that club, if you will. But the differences can be quite measurable. However, if you were to qualify this term, essentially with a broad definition, it would sound something like, an individual would be considered sensitive if you seem to be strongly affected by the world around you, which includes people, places, things, times, energies, events. And now with the term, I use the word affected. And breaking this down is obviously where the differences start. And we're going to talk about this. First, I want to bring my wonderful guest, as always, Michael Becker, out here. And on this particular topic, he's actually got special insight as from a male perspective, because in his unique temperament, he is considered a sensitive. So let's get started. Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
Hey there, Jennifer. So glad to be on the show again today. And starting it off the way you did, talking about happiness, so important to focus on in our lives, because let's be blunt, that's what we all want. And secondly, highly sensitive people, that's something I work with, have worked with people on for many years, people who struggle with that. So this should be an absolutely fantastic show.
Yes, thank you. I agree, because it is so very important. And what I really love, too, and I encourage everyone, if they can, get out there and Google that, the 2013 World Happiness Report. They have it in a list after doing several years of study on this. The list is, they did it for 156, I believe, countries on there. The number one on the list is actually Denmark, which I find interesting. And it's the European. I mean, the first five on the list are really Denmark, Norway, Switzerland, Netherlands, Sweden, Canada is number six, which is interesting. We as the United States are number 17. But when the list is 156 long, you know, it could be worse. So, but yes, I think it's important to go out there and take a look at that, because I think the more people who pay attention to the, put their attention on what's working, really does help the entire planet as a whole. And that's why, you know, really wanted to put that out there. So you're absolutely right. First, I really want to give a quick summary of what I consider some of the different general ideas that people often essentially consider part of the sensitives group, because this is a really important topic. And you and I, Michael, have created an experiment that we started several months ago, and it's turning out to be really very, very powerful in terms of offering a level of support for those people out there who consider themselves sensitive. And again, there are different levels and different ways that people are sensitive, but this is, again, proven to be really quite effective. And essentially, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but essentially about 20% of the population would be considered sensitives, which means that 80% of the people around you are not sensitive. In fact, actually, based on the way the percentage is, since that's as a whole, more than likely you're looking at in the 90s percentile of people who are not sensitive that are around you. And not only that, depending on in what way you are sensitive, the number gets even greater in terms of the people around you that are not your type of sensitive. So, and that's interesting to kind of note. And one of the unfortunate circumstances of being sensitive is that since we've been in the minority, this means that the world doesn't accommodate well to a sensitive person. And in fact, more often works against us, works against them, making them feel a bit isolated or, you know, often even people, it can make you feel broken or not normal somehow. And the type of reactions from the world that you get as far as being sensitive often sound like these kind of comments where, of course, you are too sensitive, or get over it already, or, oh, come on, it wasn't that bad, or something like, what's wrong with you? Or maybe someone said to you, you care too much. And so it is really quite interesting how the world responds to us. And there are a lot of pieces to the puzzle that by looking at it and putting your attention on it and understanding, you know, in various ways, that there are things that you can do to shore up your edges, shore up your boundaries. It's really, really important. So if you are a sensitive individual, a very important point to absolutely remind yourself every day is this: you are not alone, and you never will be. That's so important, because again, so many individuals really, if you know, being again, whatever type of sensitive, maybe, you know, we're going to go through some of just generally some of the different types, and oh, so many of you I'm sure can relate to this. And then, you know, there are individuals who just at a certain time in their life, they suddenly are just more sensitive than they used to be. And so this kind of feeling, again, can make you feel a bit isolated and alone at times. And, you know, we all there's a human trait we all share, which is that feeling that we really want to belong, we really want to be part of. And so being, again, that type of A type of sensitive, it makes you, the sensitivity, the isolation, the other types of feelings, especially if you were not supported in this way as a child, if you were in this way all your life, that can take its toll actually quite dramatically. So that's what we're going to really get into is, of course, again, the types of sensitive and the different things that we can pay attention to and the different things that you can do out there to really, add a level of support in your life that could really, really make a huge difference. And so I really can appreciate that, actually. So let's go ahead and take a quick break before we get into the different types of sensitive. And when we come back, we're going to talk about our sensitive side and talk about the incredible strengths sensitive people are gifted with. So you are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
All Oh, that's beautiful. We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today. And we are talking about the sensitive side of life. People who consider themselves sensitive or very feeling-based and often deeply intuitive. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit, about the differences in sensitive people and what those are, essentially. And so one of the first things I think when people think sensitive, it does fall in different categories. I know there's been a multitude of books written out there about the highly sensitive person. And there are different types. And the first one, again, people think about is that for a certain type of sensitive, you have an extremely sensitive nervous system that causes you to get overwhelmed easily by your immediate environment. Of the sensitives, this is often the more extreme version of sensitivity because your environment based on sounds, the noise around you, the light around you, odors, even smells around you from a sensory perspective. Ultimately, these distractions tend to dominate your thoughts, your mind, senses, causing intense emotions that really, again, interfere with you being able to have clear, effective responses to your life. So this kind of extreme sensitivity, which if you fall in that category, you certainly know exactly what I'm talking about. It requires a very conscious self-care system. And I'm sure you certainly have an intuitive sense of this already. And it also especially building the skill inside of you for having strong personal boundaries. This is a skill. And it's very important to put your attention on building that particular skill and not just thinking about it, but actually enacting it, putting it into your life, making those, taking those actions that build those boundaries, very important. But today I really want to talk about the sensitivity that includes more of the intuitive feeling-based sensitivity. This type of sensitivity is very complex and includes essentially one or more of these areas, such as you are an introvert. Depending on your level of introversion, this alone is all it takes to feel sensitive and look from the outside as though you are overly sensitive. And again, you're not alone. But the good news is that introversion now is much more widely accepted and understood than it used to be. And here is where a strong personal self-value system needs to be attended to. Skills built. Very, very helpful. Don't you think, Michael?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is one of those real interest areas of mine. I am an introvert by nature. And so it always, kind of amazed me that why I always felt uncomfortable. And it finally dawned on me that's because, and this is true, most of people are extroverts. And so they kind of set the rules, set the standards. And if you're an introvert, you feel like you have to fit in somehow. Well, what you're really asking yourself to do is be something you're not. And that
right.
can be very stressful. And that can take a lot of energy to do that. But
right.
recognizing it is the first step. And understanding it is what really can get you past that, where you realize, look, that's the way I am. That's the way it is. There's nothing wrong with me. That's just the way I am. But it is a key component, as you've said, of being a sensitive person is being an introverted person.
Absolutely. And what's interesting about that, too, is that you really often have to pay so much attention to the fact that the effect you're getting based on being an introvert, we often are put in situations that challenge that part of us. So we're challenged quite often, more often than others. And there's a physical effect, an effect that you feel in your body that needs to be, attention to be paid, because that way there's so much information that you can receive intuitively from this effect that we often feel like we tend to worry about it. We tend to feel like it's uncomfortable. But if we change our viewpoint of it to look at oh, this is additional information that we're getting that we can, in fact, use to our advantage in the situation. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But there's also, of course, oh, goodness, this one, which is you feel things deeply. This is also dependent on the level at which your temperament personality falls in the spectrum of being feeling-based. So this is certainly an interesting one from the perspective of temperament and your history of your childhood. So no question, if you are a feeling-based individual, meaning that when you view the world and then process that information within you, you start to process by feeling it before you intellectualize it or think about it. And that's just because everybody's got a heart, everybody's feeling, and everybody thinks. So it's just a matter of in what order you do this. But for those of us who are feeling-based in the world, it tends to get a little bit more complicated because, as we all know, life gets messy. Life gets hard at times, difficult, and we have to watch that because our feeling, depending on the strength and the volume of feeling that really is hitting us, we have to be careful to monitor this and manage this so that we can, in fact, have an effective intellectual response as well to it. Because I can tell you, for me, as a personal example, in my life, being feeling-based, I felt things first, then thought about them. But there were times that the feelings are so extreme that it would totally interrupt my thought process. And I felt like I was not effective. I was not speaking well. I was not, certainly you don't feel like you're at your best. And that is very uncomfortable. And so, wouldn't you say, Michael, that's something that occurs?
Absolutely. Because if you're a feeling-based person, you can become completely overwhelmed by your feelings. And I've, you know, in my own life, I've certainly noticed that. I see it in other people's lives. And that's something you have to become aware of and realize that, you know, that's an internal process that's happening inside of you that you can control it. You can deal with it. But again, awareness is the key. Realizing, oh, that's who I am. That's how I tend to see things, and not that it's a fault and not that it's a problem.
Right.
It's just the way it is. It's
right.
Simply the way it is.
And here's one of the biggest things to look out for as a feeling-based individual is feeling-based individuals also have to be, they have to be so very careful you don't fall into the victim trap. Feeling-based individuals tend to take things too personally. And then there's a cycle that you can fall into where you just start feeling like a victim. And I know everyone out there knows that the last thing you want to do is be a victim. You don't want to feel like a victim. You don't want to think you're a victim. But sometimes our minds do go into this role, and it unfortunately can be a cycle that you have very difficult time getting out of, to the extent that you almost don't consciously know you're doing it. Unconsciously, you can see it. And in fact, sometimes it's easier that for others around you to see it. And that's a problem that, for feeling-based individuals specifically, have to be very careful of, because you don't want to be a victim, and that kind of energy is extremely unproductive in your life. And to understand also that you are 100% responsible for everything in your life. So that means that you really, you know, if you get into a victim cycle, that's where that needs to be turned around, because you, in fact, have the ability to create your reality. And things happen in your life that you can't control. I'm not saying that you don't, it's not a, you know, you're going to feel like a victim once in a while, certainly. But it's a cycle you don't want to get into on a, you know, consistent basis, is what I'm saying. And there's another aspect here which is really very, very important, and that is the intuitive aspect. And this is very big, and I want to spend a couple of moments on this one, because high level of intuition, you have a heightened intuition that requires added processing of information. And now, here's a unique area. Not everybody, I mean, everyone has intuition, for sure. That's not in question. But there are some people who not only are introverts, maybe also extroverts can have, this can be if you're a low extrovert, but you're potentially feeling-based. Your first reaction to things is feeling them. And then you also have this interesting level, extra intuition that comes into situations. And this is something you really need to pay attention to. And so, you know, we're going to talk more about this. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the idea of this intuition, because it's actually quite a complex subject and very, very helpful and can be used in a wonderful way. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the skills needed that are unique to sensitive individuals. I'm Jennifer B. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and We're talking about sensitive, intuitive, and feeling-based individuals and all of our unique role and our hidden strengths. And before we continue, though, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact us, which is you can reach us at our website at inspiredactionliving.com or certainly inspiredactionradio.com. And our email address is CARE. That is care@inspiredactionliving.com. So we were just talking about intuition. And I know for those of you out there who are sensitive individuals, there are certain sensitives that also have a higher level of intuition that they have in their life. And this heightened intuition is really important to pay attention to because it requires added processing of information. Now, in the unique area that it's very complex, and it can seem complex, I should say, especially if you are one with a high level of intuition, because this comes in many forms. But the bottom line is that you are intuitively receiving information through feelings, senses, thoughts that require you to pay attention to them and interpret them somehow or have some level of discernment. This takes energy. And it's hard to really put sometimes this into words. It's hard to express this to others. There's a certain maybe a knowing that you're experiencing in any given situation. And it takes a skill. That's why I say this out loud, because I really find that it's important to put our attention on it, because it is something over a period of time that if you look at it as building your skill, that you can develop the ability to effectively communicate what it is that you're sensing, you're knowing, whatever this is, this extra intuition you have, whereas you can effectively communicate it where it can also benefit others. You can certainly, we spend so much time internally processing this information, but to also have that benefit others is really powerful and profound. So that really is more effective if you develop the ability to effectively communicate it so that other people pay attention and in fact you'll find it credible and in fact take action upon it. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
Absolutely. And you said it well earlier that everyone, 100% of people have intuition. But what we're talking about here today is that for sensitive people, intuitive sensitive people, is that you have a very heightened sense of intuition, and in fact, your intuition becomes how you process information. And we live in a world and a society that is very linear, and it's very orderly. So in other words, the thinking process is, you know, one goes to two goes to three goes to four. There are no missing steps, no missing numbers. That's the process. But for an intuitive person, the challenge is that your mind, the way it works, can skip numbers. So you go one to two to three, and suddenly your internal process says, oh, I know where this is going, and you skip to six and seven and eight, and then your mind, oh, I know where this is going, and you skip to 10, and you're going forward. So trying to explain it to someone else is much more challenging because it's really a non-linear way of thinking about things. And that's the challenge. And yet it's an incredible skill. It's an incredible gift to have, but it's just more difficult to explain your process to someone else.
Right. And also keep in mind, too, that sometimes you don't need to explain your process other than working on intuitively, again, developing that skill to effectively communicate to the person or people that you're needing to communicate to in such a way that they hear you. And that's certainly something we receive intuitively to understand, okay, and bottom line, who is your audience and how How can you say your message specifically so that they, in fact, gain the greatest benefit from what it is that you may have to share with them? And so that's what's really, really so interesting here. And there, you know, for these types of sensitives, the difficulty falls in several areas, which is really important to notice. And of course, those sensitive individuals try to avoid conflict. They any kind of conflict is extremely uncomfortable for these individuals. And based on potential childhood issues and different things that you've developed in terms of patterns, you're going to essentially respond to any type of conflict going on in your space a certain way, but you will respond, and it always is uncomfortable. The key, of course, here is that to know that, okay, I am my temperament, I am this sensitive, and so I need to enact my boundaries. That's what I'm trying to say, is make sure the boundaries are very clear. You have a right to have very strong, clear, beautiful boundaries. And that's the skill for that type of thing that you really need to pay attention to building. And never, ever be shy about it. Never, ever, somehow be embarrassed about it or ashamed of it. It's really important to create those boundaries. And, you know, classic sensitive, too many voices at once, because there's so much internal intuitive processing going on that you need time. And take it. Always don't ever, not give that to you. Is you get the time, take the time, do whatever you need to have the time to essentially process the information that's coming your way. And the other thing, of course, many things coming your way is multiple problems or crisis happening at once. And as a sensitive, it's difficult to handle that. And though that's where you really need to visualize your boundaries and stay intact, because you can potentially be a lifeline to many people in these types of circumstances because of your intuition and the additional information that you're receiving from that information, from that situation, and developing the skill to really effectively, again, communicate is where also this type of is also a great benefit. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
Very much so. And I think, like you say, communicating it is incredibly important. And you've got to feel comfortable with yourself when you're doing that. Because if you don't feel comfortable with yourself in that communication process, guess what? The people you're communicating with are not going to feel comfortable, because essentially they'll be feeling your discomfort.
Right.
You really got to focus on that clarity and comfort in that.
Right. And that's where it's really important, again, like I was mentioning, not be embarrassed or even ashamed ever by your sensitivity. The world tends to react in such a way to us that it is almost a natural way to respond to that, is to be embarrassed or to be ashamed, especially if you've not got the supportive people, type of people around you. It's so very important. Never be embarrassed, never be ashamed, because no matter what, your sensitivity is there for a reason and can be turned into your greatest strength, because you are in the minority. This means you have the advantage in the room. Your expertise in the extrasensory perception arena can add to whatever's being experienced in the room. It's really important to essentially value that in yourself. And what's also very, very important is when things are coming at you, immediately put your attention on, I am aware of my attention. Because we have the ability, folks, we're our own observers. So we have the ability to put our attention on where our attention is, therefore bringing it back into our control. And then you can process it by handling what's coming at you one at a time and what's right in front of you. Your ability to sense in yourself what is the most disruptive to you and verbally speak out loud about it. This gives you your power back. In other words, if there's someone expressing themselves in a loud, maybe combative or hostile manner of some kind about something specific, The key is to not speak about the something that they're talking about first, but speak about the emotion that's right in front of you. Again, this internally gives you your power back and allows you to rightfully secure your personal boundaries. And it, again, puts the attention on first things first. And you really, that's where our skill is necessary to build, is processing things in this way in detail. So if someone's in front of you, it's their emotion that's affecting you. Handle that emotion first by speaking out loud about it. You have every right to do that. And also, it's one of the things that's very, very interesting. And in fact, let's talk about this. Let's take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about some of the really important, things you can do right now, some tips right now that you can do to appreciate yourself and indeed help others. So you're listening to Jennifer B. on Inspired Action Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Back, everyone. Today we are appreciating and celebrating those individuals who are sensitive, intuitive, and feeling based in the world. And we were just talking about essentially when you handle things coming at you, and especially the intuitive feeling-based individuals out there. And one comment I want to really make is that it's so important to know this aspect of ourselves, because one area that really can get out of control for us is worry. We all know that none of us want to worry, but we have a tendency, because we're feeling things so deeply, sensing more than is on the surface of things, we tend to worry about that. It's actually that great word out there called Weltschmerz, which it's Michael, you could explain it. It's a German word.
Yeah, it's a German word, Weltschmerz, and what it literally means, the word Welt means world, and Schmerz means pain in German. So you put them together, world pain. And what it essentially, the closest English word is world weariness. In other words, the world is tiring to you. The world, you know, all the activities and the machinations of the world are just fatiguing. But the German definition actually has another element in it, which is that Weltschmerz also means it's the pain a sensitive individual feels between the way the world is and the way the world could be. So more sensitive people have a greater recognition of that difference. And they're, you know, it bothers people to a certain extent. And people struggle with that. So, yeah, Weltschmerz is one of those things. Everyone has it on some level, but usually highly sensitive people have it on to a much greater extent.
And for those of you out there, if you're having just one of those days, you have a new word to use to describe it, which is that today is just a bit too much Weltschmerz.
That's it.
And so the couple of keys, though, I really want to put out there is learn about balance. If you learn to seek and pay attention to balance in your life, really, this is one of the most important skills that will contribute to your long-term happiness. Positive and negative, how you interpret this and how much each exists for you in your daily environment and your daily surroundings. And we tend to think that we're just at the effect of all of this. But I'm here to say absolutely not. It's been a huge help for me in my life that I pay attention to how much positive energy I'm getting in my day and how much negative energy I'm getting in my day. I really pay attention to that, and that has gone a long way in keeping balance in my life. It's really just been an absolute blessing. And use a visual if you must. I've said this out there before to you all, is that I have this great, ornate, beautiful balance scale that I've got white on one side and dark on the other, little black stones. And I look at that. It's a visual for me to pay attention to the balance in my life and in my day. And the visual is very helpful. Another aspect for sensitives is that they often tend to isolate themselves or keep themselves out of the action for reasons I certainly understand. But this practice is really unproductive and prevents amazing opportunities in life. The best way to start to counter this is to pay attention to what you're passionate about. Seek what it is you are passionate about. Very important. And start adding daily doses of this to your daily or weekly living. This fires up the brain and the heart and the energy, which starts attracting perfect interactions with others in your life and new opportunities to really be a part of. And it's really how to succeed in spite of your highly sensitive nature. And so these are really critical pieces that are important to pay attention to. And one thing I mentioned at the beginning of the show is something Michael and I have done out there, is that we've created a group here in our local area that is called the Intuitive Feeling-Based Personality Group. And we put it out there. It's actually, we started on meetup.com, and we put it out there. We have a very large group, a lot of members now, and we meet monthly live in a particular location. And we are able to talk to, because again, remember, the percentage of us is so very low out there that you're not likely to run into someone who is similar to you. So we created a group where we could find those people and bring them all together, and we all get to talk to each other in the same room, talk about our strengths, our challenges, our gifts, the little great tools that we use to move ourselves forward and find that passion in our life. And I highly recommend those of you out there, if you are such an individual, to put it out in a group form. Meetup is one way to do it in your local area, and bring those people together that way, because it has been really fantastic and profound. Especially for Michael and I, as leaders of this group, we really get to see and talk to people where we barely have to sometimes even say anything out loud, because you just get each other. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
That is so true. That's such a fun, wonderful group there. And we haven't been doing it all that long. It's been, I think, less than a year, and we've already got 180 people connected with the group. Now, not that many show up each time. But it is a wonderful thing, because you have to realize, you know, even though, you know, highly sensitive people are in a minority, it's still, there's a lot of people out there who are highly sensitive. You're not
right.
alone. And
right.
I would say this, that if you are a highly sensitive person, don't be ashamed of it. Be proud of it. And don't try to hide it around other people. Be open with other people about it. And I think that alone can have a very positive impact on your life. To just be open about it, be honest about it, and give yourself credit for it. It's not a negative thing. It's very positive.
Yes, yes, indeed, indeed. And one thing I do want to, and we can also help those individuals out there who want to look at maybe creating such a group in the area, and we can help do that for you, give you some a little bit of insight. Email us at care, C-A-R-E, at inspiredactionliving.com. Again, you could reach us at our website in the same manner, inspiredactionliving.com. And I also want to thank Michael so much today. You've been such a great help, and it always is wonderful having this type of dialogue with you. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome, as always.
And I also want to put it out there that next week we're going to have an interesting show as well. We're going to talk about how to get your creative juices flowing again. And we all know we get in these little stagnant moments, and where we really need something to kind of inspire us. We're all creative, but I know that creativity sometimes is hard to locate. And there are certain things that actually kill that creativity. It kind of crushes that. And there are certain things that you can do to open that up again, because you know it's that creativity potential is in you, and so, so very important, because unlocking all kinds of exciting potential is what that does when you sort of unlock your creativity in that manner. So I hope you all have a fantastic week out there. I thank you all so much for joining us today, and think, and again, Michael said it well, your sensitivity is a gift. Enjoy it, and let other people do it as well. So thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to TheDrPatShow.com or like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.